It seems fortuitous that Shabbos HaGodl is coming out Parshas Tzav, because first Rashi in Parshas Tzav, of course, directs our thoughts towards Pesach. Rashi says, "En Tzav eloloshon zirus," that Tzav implies zirus. Get on with the job. Do it. Do it fast. Do it under a sense that you're functioning under a command of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi says over here, by the Oiler, you need that, because by the Oiler there's a Chesoron Kiss. The Ramban learns the same thing a little differently. That's not so much Negea. The Nakuda that I want to think about today, and that is that Tzav Mitzvah is something of zirus. Mitzvah is something that you have to take seriously. You have to do it right away. Mitzvah bo liyotcho al tach mitzeno. I think we talked about that in a recent shir. This idea that chimutz is leaven. Leaven makes it lighter, makes it softer. That's not the way to approach a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a command. A command is serious. It's absolute. You have to do it. So that is the concept of tzav. Each one in its own context. The truth is that, parenthetically, I have a little problem with the Rashi's, because Rashi says over here, "Ein tzav elo loshen zirus." So I said, well, let me check out all the tzavs in the Torah. So I went to my search program. So the seven tzavs, and funnily enough, Rashi only says it over here. If Rashi would just have said over here, "Ein tzav elo loshen zirus," and stopped there, you would have said that by the others he doesn't mention anything, because he's already said it here and he expects us to remember. But Rashi over here says that what is the reason for the zirus, azois mashma in Rashi, that it's chesoron kiss. He brings the Rashi here, that it's because of chesoron kiss, that with a chesoron kiss you need zirus. So why doesn't he explain in the other places why you need zirus? For example, let me just take some of them. By some of them, there is also chesoron kiss. But lemosha by the Tomit. Tzavis be Yisrael b'matar lemes kabonil achmili shai reyach nichoyach. Talking about the Kabon Tomit over there. So why do you need tzav over there? Not because of chesoron kiss. I mean, kabonis, all kabonis are kabonis. The stam of the pshat is that you need tzav because it's a daily thing, again and again and again and again and again, always the same thing. So maybe you lose interest, you just do it in a rote kind of way. So there it says tzav loshen zirus. Rashi doesn't say, it's a strange thing. I would have thought, intuitively, I would have thought that Rashi would have pointed out by some of the other tzavs, there are seven altogether, that there also, just like chesoron kiss is a reason why you need zirus, so other things, for example, like I said just now, this idea of rote kind of thing, there you also need zirus. Or later on it says by benoshen alevim, the ori levim, you have to give them, that's a chesoron kiss. Then you have by Esav, you mustn't attack them. Here they were so powerful, they could have had this whole land of Esav if they would have been allowed to attack it. Loshen zirus, hold yourself in check. It's funny, I don't know, this is really not the Pesach Dikinyan, but it's interesting to wonder why Rashi was so ample over here, that not only he told us that it's loshen zirus, but he explained why chesoron kiss makes it, and by the others he didn't seem to feel the necessity to explain why it says zirus, and what other elements besides chesoron kiss make it important that there should be the ha'ora of zirus. That's the Zeitike ha'ora. Just wanted to share it with you. You know, we have to get into the habit. I see every week when I try to make this shiur how important it is to think things through. There's so many things that I'm learning through saying this shiur, which I hadn't really thought about before. And that gets us straight to where we want to get before Shabbos HaGodl in the sugya of chometz and matzah. So we're going to Shemois Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Yod Zayin. Ushmartem es hamatzos, another posuk, ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh hoytzeisi es tzivoyseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ushmatem es hayoyim hazeh ledoyreisechem chukas oylam. Let's learn the next couple of psukim also, because the truth is, as we're reading these psukim, as I'm reading these psukim over here, I see that Pesach is beginning to take on a totally different toichen for me that I've never thought about before. It's terrible, but Baruch Hashem that it's never too late. Noch einmal, ushmatem es hamatzos ki beetzem hayoyim hazeh hotzeisi es tzivoyzechem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ushmartem again, es hayoyim hazeh ledoyrosem lechukas oylam. Boreshoin ba'abos hayoyim lachodesh bo'erev toichlu matzos ad yoyim ho'echot ve'eschem lachodesh bo'erev. Eat matzahs the whole Pesach. Now the mitzvah, of course, we know is only on the first night, but the whole Pesach, if we want to eat bread, it has to be matzah. Shivas yomim se'oilo yimotze bevotechem, ki kol oichel machmetzas, v'nichrso ha'nefesh ahim me'adas Yisrael, bageu v'ezrocho oretz. Kol machmetzas lo yisachelu, b'chol ma'shvayseichem, toichlu matzahs. The Torah is not a cookbook. What's the Torah saying? You mustn't eat chometz, so eat matzahs. I mean, if you want to wash, so you've got to eat matzahs. You're not allowed to eat chometz. It's got to be matzahs. There is no mitzvah the rest of Pesach. I know that there's shittas which say that there's a mitzvah kiyumis, but be'etzem, there's no chiyuv to eat matzahs. So why tell me toichlu matzahs? Like, the whole passage seems to be, like, it's very strange. And the truth is, how are we supposed to understand that there's a chiyuv chometz, a chiyuv kores on eating chometz? I mean, chometz, there's nothing wrong with chometz. The whole year you're allowed to eat chometz. So on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chometz. But the chi of kores, that you're nichras from Klal Yisrael, why is this? Because b'chipazon, we went out of Mitzrayim, and there wasn't time for it to become chometz. So there wasn't time for it to become chometz, so that makes it a chi of kores to eat chometz. I mean, what is really going on over here? So, as I say, this is the first time that I've really thought about trying to understand a little bit what's sort of happening over here. And like it happens so often, I see that there's an entirely new way of looking at Pesach, looking at Matzah, looking at Chometz, which had never occurred to me before. Let's see again. Let's see what Rashi says. So, Ushmatem es hamatzah, sagt Rashi, Shlo yovoyu lidei chimutz. You have to watch the matzahs that they shouldn't become chometz. Mikan omru, tofach. From here the Chazal said that if you see that the dough is beginning to rise, tiltosh bezoinon, throw cold water on it. It shouldn't become chometz. Then Rabbi Yoshi says, Alti koire es hamatzois, ele es hamitzvois, zeros, right? Kedere she'en machmitzin es hamatzois, kach en machmitzin es hamitzvois. Elo im bol yotcho, altach mitzeno, aseil ausomnia, du it immediately. Altach mitzeno, don't let it become chometz. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, I think, the idea of chimutz, the idea of leaven, making it lighter, making it softer. Don't try to soften mitzvahs. That's how we learned then. And I think that's emes upshat. But over here there's a much, much greater inyan, which we have to try and understand a little bit and try and make our Pesach a little more meaningful. The two gur aryeh over here in the Maral, very, very interesting. Shloi tova lidei chimutz, Rashi says. Yeah, that shomartem es hamatzos, that they shouldn't come with the chimutz. Zog the Maral azoy. Pirush, shloi toime kiven she'eno muze alachom, elo alarak alachom, it's im yichom es yivay oisoy. What's so terrible? Why do they have to be shomer the matzos, shomer the matzos, so that they shouldn't come to the chimutz? What's the big deal? If it becomes chometz, I'll burn it. What's the problem? What's wrong about it not coming to chimutz? Lekach omer shematem es hamatzos shetiyun nishoren shlo yovoyu lidei chimutz. I don't want the matzos to become chometz. Ulefichach im rosh shetofach o iso tiltosh bezoinon v'lo yakev o iso ad shiyachmetz. Don't let it become chometz. I don't want the matzos to become chometz. Asher oitze lischof oisa kishen techmetz. As I said, the Rambaral pshat in the Rashi brings, if you see a tofach, don't chas v'sholem let it become chometz. keep it matzah. So right away, even if this Rashi by itself is worth its weight in gold, we see that matzah is not only an absence of chometz. I mean, there's a big yesod over here, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't, on Pesach, I don't want the matzah to become chometz. I want the matzah to be matzah. And that's the answer to that haora which I said a minute ago, when the pasuk says, for 7 days I want you to eat matzahs. Yeah? Don't eat chometz, eat matzahs. No, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on the first night. So it's reshus. But it's important enough to say, I want you to eat matzahs. In other words, not only don't I want you to eat chometz, there's an Indian of matzahs on Pesach. So if you don't want to wash, you don't want to wash, you don't have to eat matzahs. But if you eat, I want you to eat matzah. Matzah is not only an absence of chometz. That is the very, very, very big yesod. Ushemartem es hamatzahs. I want you to watch matzahs that they shouldn't become chometz. I mean, what's so great about matzah? So chometz, the Torah asks us. We asked before, why does it have the chomer of kores? We'll try and get back to that. But the vile, I've never thought of matzah as having a value to be matzah. You're not allowed to eat chometz, you're supposed to eat matzah. And then stay the night, you're supposed to eat matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, because as a zecher you're supposed to eat matzah on Seder night, because that's when they ate matzah. But over here you see that matzah has a value of its own. Meiridik. Well, we come back to that. So now let's see what the Maharal says in the next stickle. Rab Oishia, Oime, Alti Hikore, Es HaMatzah, Es Elo, Es HaMitzvah, Es Kedera, Shein Machmitzin, Es HaMatzah, Kach Ein Machmitzin, Es HaMitzvah. Oh. Kloime, sagt der Maharal, Bewadai Pashto, Dikro, Oseh, Shilo, Yachmitz, Es HaMatzah. Du HaMatzah, Xef, das ist HaMitzvah. But, und mit der Heuze belischen und schmarte Messer Matzois, behavele le Michte auf Tischmeru mechomets. Mai und schmarte Messer Matzois, elo Lidrosch, der Geschehm, schein Machmitzin es am Matzois, kach ein Machmitzin es am Mitzvos. So, Rav Hartman talks out, like in his Haggos, he points out that, like, what's the shaykhus to the earlier Maral, where it says that you're supposed to shmarten as a matzos, that you must make sure that they don't become chometz. So Mimeli says the mokah of Chazal of Rav Yoshe to say shmarten as a mitzvah is because given that it says shmarten as a matzos, that they shouldn't become chometz. So then let's say Tishmerei mechometz. Why does it have to say Ushumatim as a matzahs? This you said. What's so special about matzahs? As long as it doesn't become chometz, it seems to be no problem. Teretz is there is something special about matzahs. So that specialty of matzahs, so it says Ushumatim as a matzahs, so that can also keilu be merames und Ushumatim as a mitzvahs. Fragt aber der Maral, dem Täumer, mai inien seelo se, sche teule ha mitzvah bematzer. De tame de scheich bematzer, lo scheich bematzer. The mitzvah is not going to become chometz. Alright, so a couple of weeks ago we said a svara, but it's certainly not däume to matzah. Matzah, if you're not shoyme it, it becomes chometz. Mitzvah, if you're not shoyme it, it's no fear of Kogas, what's going on? Um mit Kolschekein Shedova Tema, Sherashi Hevi Medrash Se, Teuch Pirushoi, Wohu Rochoik Me Oid Me Pshutoi, Oi, this Maral is so meuredig. I don't remember I don't know so much about the Maral de Gurariye, but I don't remember that he's matkish this yisoid that Rashi says all over that aniv dot nefarish pshuta shel mikro bosse. So if you're only interested in pshuta shel mikro, what are you bringing this medrash for? It's certainly very, very far from pshat. And why does the pshat need to be augmented over here? I mean, the Maharal doesn't say it in so many words, but that's really his kashya. That Rashi always says, look, which midrashim do I bring? When do I bring a medrash? The Teretz is, I bring a medrash if the pshat in the posuk without the medrash is somehow limping. Somehow it doesn't come across correctly. So the Medrash augments the Pshat, and therefore we understand why the Torah put it in this or that way. Oh, what's wrong over here? Ushmata Mesamatzes. Don't let it become Chometz. So what's the problem? Why do you have to add that there is a way of finding a hint over here to Shmatem Esha Mitzvahs? Mitzvah Bol Yotra Al Tach Mitzeno, but do it right away. Meirin Devel. See, what's so meiridig about this? Meiridig is that the Maharal's kashya was, it wasn't pshat, so the answer that he's going to give is going to be pshat. It's going to be that the pshuta shel mikra demands that. Let's see what he says, and then we'll just sit back and wonder. So that's pshat? If the pshat of the Maharal was that you don't need mitzvahs to learn pshat in the pasuk, let's see what he says. Again, ru rochok meoid mepshutai. Sagt der Maharal, yire, de vadai tam echod leshneim. They're twins, they're very close. Matzahs and mitzvahs are close twins. Ki osro hatoiro hachometz, vo osro gam kein ho ikuf ad shetobele dechimutz. Oh, this is so meiridig. He's going back to the earlier Maharal. Not only does the Torah say, don't have chometz. The Torah also says, don't let your matzah become chometz. Matzah is a value. Why is matzah a value? Shehare loy hispik lehachmetz. Yeah. At shetov dechimetz, shehare loy hispik lehachmetz. The Torah made sure that the dough which they were carrying shouldn't have time to become chometz. So you see that the Torah wanted matzah over here. בעניין זה היום מפני שניגלו מלך מלכי המלוכם הקדוש ברוך הוא ולא הספיק איסוסם להחמץ ומאחר שניגלו עליהם מלך מלכי המלוכם אין כאן עיקוף. Once the ריבונו של עולם comes, things go fast. Why? כי מאסוף במהירות ובכוח גודל עד שאין כאן עיקוף. If it's Niglo Aleh Melech Malchei Hamlochem, there's not going to be an ikuf. Wohin yonem hasichliem pu'ulosom sheloi bizman. Because anything that is non-physical is not time-bound. Lefi sheim einam tachas hazman ve'einam poyalim betenua shemimeno hazman. Whatever exactly the meaning is, doesn't matter so much. But Zman is only shaykh on physical things, not on spiritual things. Ulefi madregas chashivusom pu'ulosom b'li Zman. Ulekach tzivo she'ein machmitzim es ha-matzo lo'hidia ki pu'ulas Hashem yizborach b'li Zman klal. Va'af mitzvah es Elokim shehidva Hashem Habol yotcho altach mitzeno. Mitzvahs equals matzahs. What is matzahs? Matzahs is an experience of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Matzahs is an experience of the Ribbono Shel Olam because it was niglu aleihem melech malchei hamlochem hakadosh baruch hu. So the yesod of the first day of Pesach is you were in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, things go fast. Because then you're in the presence of a world which is non-physical. You're in the presence of an experience which is non-physical. And that has to express itself in speed. That is why matzahs have to be matzahs. Ushmatem es ha-matzahs, don't let them become chometz. Not because I'm worried about the chometz. But I'm worried about that the matzah should remain matzah. That the matzah is there to express a temporary for us life in a world in which time does not hold sway. Meir in der Welt. And that is also what a mitzvah is. The mitzvah is a tzav of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now we understand our Rashi in tzav. Ein tzav elo loshon zirus. Mitzvah from tzadik vov hei. The shoyrish, which means command. implies zeros. Why does it imply zeros? Because the mitzvah is the Ribbono Shel Olam commanding us, meaning that a mitzvah lifts us beyond our physical world, and now we can have a new little havona in Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvosof. What's the pshat? Kiddushonu b'mitzvosof. So I always thought that Kiddushonu b'mitzvosof means that each mitzvah has in itself a certain segula which makes us holy. You shake the lulav, somehow we become holy through that. Zicha, that's emes. I don't think that that's not emes. But on the other hand, I think that there's another dimension over here. The mitzvah is a mekadesh. That means standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and being commanded in a mitzvah, I am now a kodesh. To the extent that I hear the mitzvah from the Ribbono Shel Olam and am willing and ready to react to that tzivui right now without any loss of time, not because it's bad to be lazy, but because we're dealing with, in the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, when the Ribbono Shel Olam comes and gives us a mitzvah, he's inviting us into his world. So when he's inviting us into his world, we are now in a world which is beyond our physical constraints. So mimeil al tachmitzeno, do it right away. Be godlike. Be lemailo min hazman. Let zman not get in the way. Mimele, for example, we read out the other psukim over here, because I think that it's very, very, very yesoidistic in understanding Pesach. I hope I'm right. So what does it say over there? Yeah, ushmatem es hamatzos. Make sure that they don't become chomets. Right away I did it. Makas b'chayos, next day you were out. This is unbelievable. Like in the same pasuk you have ushmatem twice. Ushmatem es hamatzos. Yeah, ushmatem es hamatzos. Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzeisi es tzivaseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lemaila min hazman, ushmatem es hayom hazeh l'dorosechem chukas olam. Zog de heilige Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ushmatem es hayom hazeh mimlocha. So ushmatem es hayom hazeh means don't do melocha on the first day of Yontif. It doesn't say that by other Yom Tov, I don't think so. It says, yeah, l'sasim melocha, kom melocha lo yosu lachem. You're not allowed to do work. What does it mean, ushmatem? In the same posuk where he says ushmatem es hamatzos, he says ushmatem es hayom hazeh. It can't be otherwise than that this means the same thing as the first ushmatem, meaning that the issa melocha on the first day of Yontif, so it seems to me, now the Maral doesn't say that, I don't know Chazal about that, I don't know anything, but it sounds to me that in the same posuk, if it uses ushmatem twice, so then, I mean, it's doing it for a reason. The Torah could have said differently that you shouldn't do melacha on Yontif. So what's going on? That the issa melacha on the first day of Yontif is different than the issa melacha on the other Yomim Tovim. On the other Yomim Tovim, and maybe even on Shmi Yishol Pesach, it's a different yesod, that Yontif is like a mitzvah, like a Shabbos, and just like on Shabbos you're not supposed to do melacha, so on Yontif you're not allowed to do melacha with certain lightenings, you're allowed to do whatever it is, but it's the same yesod. On the first day of Pesach, it sounds to me from this Rashi that it's a different yesod. It's a yesod. On this first day of Pesach, you're sort of floating around in a non-physical world. Don't do melacha. Melochas are things that you need down here. You need this, you need that, you need the other, and you're doing it. Melocha is an involvement in a this-worldly existence. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kinderlech, for one day in the year, on Pesach, try and get yourself out of the Olam Hazeh mode. You're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki niglu aleichem melech malchei hamlochem. The Ribbono Shel Olam was there. He was dealing directly with you. He's taking you by the hand, taking you out of Mitzrayim. You're living more blatantly in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam on this first day of Pesach than you live at any other time in your lives. And that's a time not to get involved in time. That is a time to try and spiritualize yourself to the extent as a moshel, rochak, 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 but sof kol sof as a moshel of the Ribbono Shel Olam being outside the sphere of time, so you also be outside the sphere of time. And I think that that is what is said with the chiyuv kores on eating chometz on Pesach. First of all, why it says that you should eat matzahs all the 7 days. We asked before, it's not a mitzvah to eat matzahs. So why tell me eat matzahs? As long as I have a cookbook. Kol machmetzes lo yisachelu. So what are you going to do? Oh, I have an etzah for you, eat matzahs. That's not what it's saying. It's saying extend the matzah experience. Not as a mitzvah. I can't be mechayiv you that. I can only be mechayiv you that the first night. But if you want to live Pesach dikli, so then you should extend the matzah experience beyond that first night. And all the 7 days eat matzah. And I've got news for you. And if you don't do that, and if you eat chometz, you're chayiv kores. So we asked before, what's so terrible about the chometz? He says, because the thing didn't become chometz. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, you know why they didn't become chometz? Because the Yetzias Mitzrayim was a transporting of Klal Yisrael into a different world. Not the pshat is, don't eat chometz because it so happened that they didn't have time, and therefore they didn't have time, and they had to be zerizim, because this was not a time for indulging in chometz. It shouldn't be light, it shouldn't be soft, it shouldn't be chometz, it shouldn't be zman. Nothing that takes time. Time being the element of physicality, the element within which physicality takes place, and going out of Mitzrayim is not that moment when you ought to be Isaac in physicality. And that is why there's a... I don't know whether that's why, but at least it makes sense to me why the Torah is mechayev kores on chometz. It's not because the chefter of chometz is as evil as chalev. It's mutter the whole year. But you're dealing yourself out of Judaism. Pesach, this is when we became Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's remember the Ramban over there in Boy. Yeah, the Ramban over there says that there is a chometz, it's because that it's kores by chometz and kores by Pesach, it's because the yisoid of Yetzias Mitzrayim is so important. But over here, looking at it from the Maral's point of view, there's another nekuda over here. You're dealing yourself out of what a yid is. When did you become a yid? Well, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ramban Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. So who are you? You are somebody who can lift yourself beyond the constraints of time. If on that Pesach, which celebrates that Yisoid, you can't bring yourself to stay away from chometz, so then you're chayiv kores. So it's really a moivel gezach. And here, if we had somebody who's roy to tell us musa, somebody would probably tell us the chas v'sholem not to. Everybody or anybody, but you know, eating on Pesach becomes a very big deal. You have people go to hotels. I wouldn't have any right to say anything about that, but I've heard. I think Rabbi Yisrael used to give musa on that. Like, it's not a time for luxuriating, and people exchange recipes, do it like this, do it like that. Chas v'sholem, there's no time on our neshei chayel. It's because the husbands like to eat nice things. But the vod is, that's weist euch that Pesach is not a time for that kind of looking at life. The recipes, the whether it's a good food or whether it's bad food, whether there's a tea room that's open or whether the tea room that's not open, that is not Pesach. Pesach is a time when Kol Euchel Machmetzes, Chas V'Shalom to say that if you, we indulge on Pesach, it's a Chiyuv Kolos, Chas V'Shalom. But the word is, it's not within the spirit of the day. The spirit of the day, the spirit of the 7 days, is to get out from this kind of life and to recognize where the emes lies. And the emes lies in the zrizos. Not because laziness is a bad thing. Laziness is a bad thing, and like many other middos, it's something that we have to work on. But here, the non-laziness is a different nekuda. Just like I think that the Issa Melocha is different than the Issa Melocha of other Yomim Togim, so I think that the Hakpoda on not being lazy is also different than the general Hakpoda on not being lazy. General Hakpoda of not being lazy is, I am mensch, you've got to have good middos. Over here the vort is that this is your chance to catch on to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was revealed to you. He came to you. Make use of that experience and lift yourself as far as you can beyond the constraints of time.